On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Big Ten basketball tonight as the Wisconsin Badgers set to square off with the Minnesota Golden Gophers. 8 o'clock tip time here at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin trying to extend its winning streak to 6 after a win last Friday night against Western Michigan 76-66. The Gophers have split their first 12 games. They are 0-2 in the Big Ten, and they have not played in a little while. They had a game much like Wisconsin. The Gophers had a game canceled, this being on December 29th against Alcorn State. Ben Johnson's team has not played since December 22nd when Minnesota was able to get past Chicago State up at the Barn 58-55. The Gophers come in with a modest two-game winning streak as they resume Big Ten play here tonight. About an hour away from the opening tap, we'll hear from Badgers freshman Luke Hurdle, who's redshirting this season, but quite the decorated high school career he had at Lake Country Lutheran. We'll have our Badger notebook. Of course, we'll hear from head coach Greg Gard. Probably tweeting as we speak. We will visit with Jeff Patricus of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. All a part of the Fetch Rewards pregame show. The Fetch app gives Badger fans a home court advantage every time you shop and dine. Turn any receipt into points you can redeem for tons of popular gift cards. It's America's favorite way to save, built right here in Madison. Download Fetch today. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters, like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
This is the Fetch Rewards pregame show. Wisconsin and Minnesota tonight at the Kohl Center. Big Ten game already in progress in East Lansing. They're early in the second half, and the Spartans have jumped on Nebraska, actually jumped on them early, and Michigan State leads 39 to 21 as we visit with Jeff Patricus of the Journal Sentinel. And, you know, Nebraska is definitely a different looking team this season, but this is life in the Big Ten. Sometimes you just run into a buzzsaw. There's still a lot of game left there. But, you know, Michigan State, Jeff, is a team that maybe is still trying to figure out a few things. But, man, there's a lot of talent there. It would be interesting to see how that ends up coming together for Tom Izzo.
Yeah, they were shorthanded early in the year without Malik Hall. I mean, and he's a guy that can really put up some points for them, and they were struggling. Nebraska is. They're a team that defends, that plays hard, does – It's more of a dirty, gritty team than Hoiberg has had there. And that's kind of what surprises me about, you know, them being down big in this one. You can see going in there and the shots aren't falling and the guys start pouting, but that's a team that plays tough. And I did not see how Michigan State built that big lead, but I'm a little surprised they were down so big at halftime.
Just looking at the box score right now, Tyson Walker had himself a half. He has 16 points in the game, and Nebraska's not shooting it, just 10 of 33 from the field, just 1 of 11 from the three-point line. But again, don't let one night fool you. But having said that, how about Rutgers, which really they've done this to Purdue. This isn't the first time they've done this to Purdue.
Yes.
In fact, you go all the way back to last year when the top-ranked team of the country went into Piscataway. And, man, that was just some clutch performances, really on both sides. It was a very entertaining college basketball game, wasn't it?
And according to the announcing crew, that's 5 of 6 that Rutgers has taken from Purdue. That doesn't happen. That does not happen. I mean, but we were talking before we came on, and both got to watch that game. And Rutgers is a team, I thought they could beat them, had that game in Piscataway. I didn't think they'd beat them in Mackey. You watch that team. They got some guys down low who can bang. They got McConnell, who's a terrific defender. They got some guards who can play. Mulcahy had a big game. The transfer guard hit the game-winning shot. So, and that guy's a good coach. I mean, yes. When he first got there, they didn't have talent. But they still played hard, and they rebounded, and they defended, and they made you work. It was a rock fight, but they made you work. And now they have better talent, and they still play hard.
Yeah, they do. And you mentioned Mulcahy. He's never been a prolific scorer, but he does have that capability of saying, okay, jump on me here. I can take you home, which is up until the transfer hit the big shot.
Yeah.
But Mulcahy went on a personal scoring run and just, you know, lobbing up little teardrops over the 7-4 Zach Edey. It's a lot of clutch play on the part of Mulcahy.
Yeah, and that's the type of guy you need to win on the road, a guy who's played a lot of ball against a lot of good teams and has had success. I mean, you know, we've seen him play well against Wisconsin. He's played well against Purdue in previous years. So, yeah, that's going to be an interesting team. I haven't looked at their schedule, Rutgers, yet to see how tough it is and if they have any stretches that are really demanding. But, man, I don't think they're going to go away.
No, I would agree with you. And that's a trip that Wisconsin will not be making this year, right? Will not be going to Rutgers this year. So Badgers won a close game over there last year. But that's one of the really fun environments in this conference. One of many, as a matter of fact. Let's talk about the Badgers now, coming off the 15-day layoff. And as we'll hear from the head coach in a little while, I think any time you can have 16 assists and 4 turnovers, that's pretty good. But, man, 2 weeks and change, you wondered about the rust. You know, they were rejuvenated. I think there was some benefit to having that time off. But you didn't know if there would be stretches of sloppiness. And in that regard, there were no stretches of sloppiness.
Well, they started the game with a 14-3 run, and I believe they started the second half with a 16-4 run. It wasn't sloppy after that initial run, but what Greg noted, and he was correct, is that they stopped touching the post, and they still were jacking up threes, just moving the ball around the perimeter, and the movement, the inside-out movement was not there. Then the three-pointers became less efficient three-point attempts, and the results were they missed a lot of shots, and Western Michigan got back in the game. But then, start of the second half, you could tell right away, pound the ball inside, and they built that big lead. And, you know, they played really well, like you said, considering that they had been off for a long time. And I'm curious to see what Minnesota looks like, given that they're long layoff.
Yeah, well, long layoff, a lot of young guys, you know, a lot of freshmen who are playing significant minutes. And one guy that I know I'm looking forward to seeing up close is Pharrell Payne, one of those freshmen, 6'9", 255. I was talking to somebody a while ago, and the description is he's a man. So this will be another, be a good test inside with some likely fair amount of physicality involved.
Well, and it'll be interesting to see how the matchups are, because he comes in the game. Is Crowell in the game for Wisconsin against him, or does Carter Gilmore have to match up against him? Because that'll be the first time that Carter Gilmore really has to go up against a guy who's a big physical specimen.
You're talking about Crowell. It's interesting visiting with him a couple weeks ago where he said he's getting used to having more of them, the bigger frame, and you can see where that's paying off for him. And now, it's one game, I get it, but he goes 3 out of 5 from the three-point line. If that's something that can be a reasonably consistent shot for him, that is a tough guard. You know, we've seen this a number of times with Wisconsin bigs. If Steve could add that to his arsenal with consistency, look out.
Well, and the thing I thought, you know, you talk about he's bigger and stronger this year. He faded down the stretch last year physically. And it affected his shooting, both from two-point range and three-point range. And this is a team that's increased its three-point average by about 8% from last 8 percentage points from last year. And that's without him really shooting well from three-point range. You add him into the mix, and you might go back to a team where, other than Tyler Wall, you've got four guys on the court at a given time that you have to be cognizant of them being a legitimate threat from three-point range.
Yeah, and depending on the five of the floor, you could have two of the top four in Chucky Hepburn and Connor Esiejian. Chucky has been on a really, really good roll with the three-point shot, but his assist-to-turnover ratio has been really good, too. The scoring the last couple of games, that hasn't really been the headliner, but he's 4-1 assist to turnover over the last five. He's doing a little bit of everything. The defense, he's showing, I think, the total package of what he can bring to the party.
And he struggled early in the year, particularly shot selection, not shooting well. You know, it started, I think, with the USC game down in the tournament, because I think it's the last seven games. He has just shooting, defending, facilitating. He's back to the player we thought we would see at the start of this year. And I raised the question early in the season. I said, I'll be curious to see if by the end of the year, whether he is the best point, playing the best point guard ball in the Big Ten this year. I think he's capable.
Yeah, he could. It's certainly worthy of being in the conversation, that's for sure. This is the only 8 o'clock game this month, by the way. Do you know that?
I'm not sure what we're going to do. Saturday, there's going to be sunshine out during the day. Next Tuesday, I think Michigan State's a 6 o'clock tip.
If you're going to Illinois and you're going to be in Illinois,
it won't be at night.
Okay.
And I checked, there's no blizzard hitting us this year.
All right. Way to jinx it. Appreciate it. Thanks, Jeff. Talk to you Saturday.
Always good.
Jeff Patrigas of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Stay with us. Coming up next, our Badger Spotlight as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Save big money on everything now at Menards. Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen built for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design with full access cabinet construction, so you can go from doors to drawers for storage that works when you need it. Give your kitchen the upgrade it deserves with Clearview Cabinetry. Explore all our cabinet options on display in our kitchen showroom and save big money now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is proud to support Wisconsin. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Our Catch Rewards pregame show continues. Time now for our Badger Spotlight. And tonight we visit with Luke Hurdle, young man redshirting, a freshman out of Heartland, Wisconsin, Lake Country Lutheran, quite the prolific high school career, more than 2,200 points and 1,000-plus rebounds, a state champion both as a quarterback in football and in basketball, the state football championship coming in 2021, the basketball championship coming last March. And now he's got a summer term behind him, a full fall semester behind him. Asked him if he gave himself just a chance to exhale and then get back into the rhythm of college basketball life.
Coming up here in summer really helped, taking a summer class, just kind of getting your feet wet in the summer just so you could balance that one class, and then coming in, you know, you have all the help here that you can really need. Everyone's here is to help you make sure you get the good grades that you need to get. And it's just a bunch of resources here that allow it to be a lot more smoother transition.
Another question too, even off the floor, being together as you guys were during the summer, there's obviously, in your case, like you said, you kind of get used to the rhythm of how things work here academically. But just for you, the total package, you know, bonding with these guys off the floor, not every freshman gets afforded this, not every player gets afforded this opportunity. That was, I would imagine, pretty meaningful for you.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, being a diehard Badger fan my whole life, it was really cool just to be able to come up here and then kind of like realize that like the little dream, the little guy's dream kind of finally came true. And I, being able to just kind of take a deep breath and be like, all right, now you're here, like you deserve to be here, just start playing your game, and just like do what you can do.
Yeah, that is part of the bio, that you grew up a big Badger fan. Yeah. Was there one game, be it, you know, going to Camp Randall for a football game or coming over here, was there one you thought, I want to do this right?
Well, there was a bunch, and my dad had season tickets as a Badger football, at the Badger football game. So just being able to go to those every weekend, that there was a home game, you know, taking my friends up there, kind of just being around the culture every Saturday, you know, having all the food, just being around everything just made me want to be here. And then having my older sister come here, my older brother still is attending here. It was just kind of like a dream, kind of just like, this is where you're meant to be. Just go play basketball there.
So you're embracing every minute of it. You have to probably get through the process of, okay, this is a dream to be here, but now this is real here.
Yeah.
But that, it's still, I mean, for you, you got to be having a time of your life.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like I said, just that first couple weeks of summer, it was just kind of like, it still didn't really feel real, kind of just being here. And then I kind of had to realize, take a deep breath and just play basketball, like no matter the level it's at, like even though this was my dream to play here, just being able to be here, like I deserve to be here, and I'll just do what I can do and play basketball.
It's no secret that the head coach here likes basketball players who were quarterbacks. You know, yourself, obviously, Isaac Lindsay, there have been a number of others. Is there something to, I mean, you've championships in football and basketball in your high school days. Is there something to that that you've noticed that being a quarterback can help you kind of get things organized on a basketball floor too?
Yeah, just some of like the intangibles of being like a leader. Immediately you have to be a leader when you're thrown in as being a quarterback. A vocal leader too, you know, you're calling all the plays, you're changing the plays, you're getting your guys ready for the game. You're the pregame speech before the game. It's just kind of, you are the guy that everyone looks to. And then being on the floor, it also just helps, like, being able to see the court. You know, in the football field, it's a lot more hectic because you have big 250-pound guys coming to take your head off. You got to get rid of the ball to an open receiver. But yeah, just like being able to stay calm under pressure, and just being able to see it before it happens. That's a big thing, because when it happens, if you haven't gotten rid of the ball, it's probably too late. So just being able to see it before it happens.
I know you're redshirting this year, so some Badger fans will be getting more and more familiar with you moving forward. But it's one of the things that even someone like me notices, you've got great instincts out here. You just seem like you have a knack to know what to do. Is that, as a basketball player, has that always kind of been a strength of yours, like through your high school career? You just know it.
Yeah, it's kind of like a sixth sense almost, just being around the game for so long. You know, my dad played basketball. I had two older brothers that played basketball, and every one of their games I would be on the bench, you know, shooting during timeouts, halftime, just stuff like that, just watching the game so much. You just become so familiar with it. And you just start to, like, kind of know, like, the little tricks and little, like, tips that can just kind of make the difference in, like, getting a loose ball, getting a rebound, stuff like that. Like, kind of ways to hide a foul, just different stuff like that. You'd think, like a veteran like Brad Davidson did it all the time, where he was so good at just kind of knowing where the ball was going before it went there. And that's why he got so many loose balls and was just always on the floor, just kind of just having a knack for where it was going
to
go.
I was talking to Coach Chambliss about you a few weeks ago, and I guess you got the nickname Baby Luka, and I know it's in your bio, you're a big fan of Luka Doncic, so yeah. I'm guessing that maybe you didn't get that nickname here. Maybe you've had that for a little bit?
Yeah, so in like AAU, people started calling me like Luka Magic, which is kind of a similar nickname to Luka,
sure.
Baby Luka, so just kind of being slower, not too athletic, but just knowing how to play the game the right way and still being able to get your shot off, create plays for yourself and for others.
You know, you mentioned that about the athleticism, and there are different ways to define it. Coach Ryan did, and I was reading about Steph Curry, actually, where Steve Kerr was saying, look, athleticism is also hand-eye coordination, it's balance, it's intensity. Those sound like things that are kind of right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, obviously I'm not going to, you know, jump the highest or, you know, shoot from the farthest away. But, you know, there's certain things in basketball that help you win games that aren't like shooting, scoring, or jumping the highest. Just a lot. Coach Guard always says, like, 90% of the game is play with your feet on the ground. So if I'm in the majority there, I guess I'll be all right.
And that will be all right. That's Luke Hurdle, Badgers freshman guard out of Heartland, Wisconsin. That is tonight's Badger Spotlight. Stick around. Coming up next, our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb as our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Pre-game coverage continues with the Kohl Center as the Badgers and Minnesota Golden Gophers meet for the first of two occasions here this season. The Big Ten schedule concludes up at the Barn on March 5th. And they get going here in a bit more than a half an hour. Time now for our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. So, Patrick, I'm walking in yesterday. Just want to check out practice day before a game. And I walk in the building and I see you and a few others down the concourse with a bunch of trophies. And oddly enough, you got a little something going on tonight called the Trophy Walk. Tell us about it.
This is part of our 125th anniversary celebration. We're trying to find ways throughout the year, and particularly for a few home games throughout the calendar, to accentuate and celebrate the great tradition that Wisconsin basketball has. So this idea hatched from two different ways. One, in the men's basketball office, they keep all these trophies that they've won over the last 25 years. So there's tons of Big Ten trophies and Player of the Year awards and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar awards and Final Fours. And nobody really gets to see them. Recruits see them in the basketball office, and it's really impressive, but the public don't get to see them. Even on game day, it's not an open area. The second part is, at the bottom of Kellner Hall, which is the office building attached to Camp Randall Stadium, there's a memorabilia archive room that I have recently discovered. I've been working for 15 years here and recently discovered it. And it's a treasure trove of old artifacts and trophies and things that haven't seen the light of day, some of them in decades. And so Wisconsin men's basketball has an entire shelf in there. And so I said, there's interesting things in here. There's great tradition and trophies that I want people to have a chance to see, to touch, to take their pictures with. So we built an installation on the East Concourse, so behind Section 108 at the Kohl Center, that is open for this game, and it'll be open if you're not here today and you want to check it out. We're also going to bring it back for the Rutgers game in February and the Purdue game at the end of the season in March. And in addition to the 9 Big Ten championship trophies that are there from just the last 20 years, and the 3 Final Fours, and Frank's Player of the Years, and Ethan Happ's, Johnny Davis's Player of the Year awards. In addition to that, there's a ton of different artifacts and trophies that allow you to kind of walk through the history. So it was important to me that we tried to represent all different eras. So there's at least something pretty much from every 15 to 20 year period of Wisconsin's history. And it begins with a 1903 portrait of Chris Steinmetz that's probably about 4 feet tall. And at the bottom it says his name, and it says the father of Wisconsin basketball. So I don't know how you get that moniker, but that's a pretty impressive
nickname. That's pretty impressive, yes.
And it's this really neat old painting or photograph, I'm not even sure, of Chris Steinmetz, who was one of Wisconsin's first All-Americans. Then it goes through the late teens and 20s, and there are giant scrapbook pages that were put together back then from each of Wisconsin's Big Ten championship titles during that era. I have no idea where the trophies from that era would have been, if they even had trophies. I don't even really know. Mm-hmm. But that was a way to kind of represent those teams. So there's all these cutout photographs and rosters from those teams. There's a big section on the 1941 national championship team, and so the trophy's there, which people may not have seen what that trophy looks like. There's also, which may be my favorite part of the whole installation, is we have the uniform and knee pads of Don Timmerman, who was a man among boys on that team. He was the center. He was 6'10" when the rest of the roster was about 6'3" or 6'4". He just towers over them. There's a team photo there where he's towering over, and his uniform is on a mannequin there, including the knee pads, like I said. And for a guy that was 6'10", that uniform does not look like it would fit a 6'10" guy. Sidebar, when we were kind of working on this and polishing the trophies and getting it organized, a bunch of the players were walking by, and I had Stephen Crow hold the jersey up to himself just to kind of see what it was like. And mm-hmm. I also kind of wanted to give him a chance to have an appreciation for a bygone era. There is no way Stephen Crow would have been able to get anywhere close to fitting into that jersey that Don Timmerman wore.
Couldn't stretch it quite enough, huh?
So. No, and I think it's made of wool. I mean, the fabric of it is just really neat. But from there, you know, there's Don Rehfeld's Big Ten Player of the Year award. Then there's some there. Then you go kind of into the dark days of Wisconsin basketball, where they didn't win a lot of championships, but there are still there are still things that were in that archive room that no one has seen. So there was a tournament called the Milwaukee Classic that the Badgers played in for about 15 years straight with Marquette. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of trophies there from winning that. So one of those is on display. There's a runner-up trophy from the Rainbow Classic in 1964 where the team went to Hawaii. And it's this small wooden Hawaiian man like sculpture. There's a Most Improved Player Award from the 70s and 80s that has names like Claude Gregory and Larry Petty, J.J. Weber, Trent Jackson, Danny Jones on it, that one of the pieces is broken off of it and there's a screw missing, but we polished it up and put it out there.
Fix it up. Make it right.
Ticket stubs from 1994 when the team finally returned to the NCAA tournament off that long drought. Those are there commemorated. So a lot of interesting little things that we're called the trophy walk, but it's more than that.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's I mean, what better time to do it? You know, the 125th anniversary of Wisconsin basketball, so well done, you and everybody else involved. And again, encourage fans. Give us those games again outside of tonight.
The Rutgers game, and then also the Purdue game.
Yep. Okay.
So those, I don't have the dates handy.
Rutgers is February, I got it. Rutgers is February 18th, and the Purdue game is it's the final home game on March 2nd. So, if you don't check it out, if you're driving around, get here right now and go check it out. Otherwise, you got the 18th and the 2nd of March for the trophy walk. Got about a minute left here. This series, which really requires more than a minute, Wisconsin just dominating Minnesota historically, 105-104. what else do you expect? That's why it's a rivalry.
Well, what's been amazing is how it's flipped. From 1900 to 1998, Minnesota dominated the series. They won almost 60%. Since 1999, it's been all Wisconsin. Almost 80% of the wins have come Wisconsin. They're 33-9 over that stretch. They've dominated it recently, and it's fun that the border battle, the rivalry in basketball and football are so close. We don't need to talk about the fact that Minnesota leads the football rivalry now by one game after this year, but the fact that both of those are so tightly contested, Wisconsin's dominated both of them early, which means they had to come back from a big deficit in both sports, but they've done it, and I think it adds to the rivalry, the fact that they're even.
That's why it is. That's why it is a rivalry. Appreciate your time, as always. It's Patrick Herb. That is tonight's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
At the Kohl Center as the Wisconsin Badgers now get into Big Ten play the rest of the way, all the way through the end of the regular season, then, of course, in the conference tournament this year at the United Center in Chicago. The Badgers 2-0 in league play, looking to go 3-0 in the Big Ten for the first time since the 2014-15 season. The year, of course, where the Badgers made a lot of magic, winning the Big Ten regular season championship, the conference tournament championship, and taking the NCAA tournament run all the way to the championship round. A five-game winning streak right now for Greg Gard's team, taking on Minnesota. They are 6-up, 6-down overall, 0-2 in conference play. We're half an hour away from the opening tip. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Overcast tonight with rain becoming mixed precipitation. Lows dip down to about 33. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation likely again tomorrow, 34. 28 tomorrow night. Snow showers likely at times. About an inch of snow tonight through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Badgers and the Gophers as the Big Ten portion of the schedule resumes here tonight. Example number 1 million and whatever of the competitive nature of this league. I'm watching last night, Purdue and Rutgers. We both know how tough Rutgers can be. We know how good Purdue is. It's viewed as a shocking upset by some. I don't know if there's really such a thing. Is there?
No, I don't think so, Matt. I mean, that's, just watching. I saw about the last 5 minutes of it, and really, I'm not surprised. Probably not surprised by anything in this league. The parity and how physical teams play. I thought Rutgers really got after Purdue, and it's hard to go undefeated. I've been on two of them that did it back in the 90s, but it's hard, and the game has changed so much now. There's so much parity across the board, so you're really not surprised.
Does
You've been through that. You mentioned, does the pressure mount? Do players feel it the deeper a season goes when they know that bullseye is right there in the chest?
Well, they're human, so how could it not? I mean, the two teams we had do it in 95 and in 98 in Platteville both did a really good job of just going one game at a time. Like I said, that the media attention at Division III isn't what it is here, and you know that whole everything that comes with that. But still, you have the buildup of it. You know, if you're going to do it, you probably have to have an older group that really has been through it. But you know, credit to Rutgers, because I thought they really, you know, got after them. Like I said, and not surprised. I mean, this league, everybody knows each other so well. The scouting is so in depth that you're gonna expect tight games.
You mentioned on your radio show last night a number of things that were good. Beyond the obvious of winning the game last week against Western Michigan, but the assist to turnover. You go 4-1, assist to turnover under any circumstances, it's good after a 15-day layoff. That's really good.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good ingredient to successful basketball, and I'd take that, you know, every game if we could get it. So, no, I thought it was, even both parts, even on their part, going back through the film, I thought it was a really clean game, pretty well-played game. Obviously, a lot of shot-making, which wasn't great for the defensive lovers out there, but you know, a lot of tough shots on both ends. You know, we hit some tough ones, they hit a lot of tough ones, but taking care of the ball obviously was important.
Yeah, they hit tough twos, but they shot the three well, and as you said a million times, that could be a great equalizer. That really helped keep them in the game, didn't it?
It did, you know, and I think that's the, you know, like I said, there's so much, that's what part of what creates parity right now in college basketball is the three. You know, and we talked about the transfer situation with bringing in older guys, experienced guys, so you can, guys that are not going to be in awe of what they see when they go on the road.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about tonight's game, the Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers, as our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like number 1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number 1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers tonight. So let's start with a couple of names that are more familiar to Badger fans. Jamison Battle, one of the top players in the league. Dawson Garcia, who's been at Marquette last year, was at North Carolina for the first half of the season. Maybe as a memory refresher, what's the most impressive part about the games for both of those guys?
Well, they're both really highly skilled players. I mean, that's, you know, that's something that we've watched Dawson for a long time, Jamison too, before he transferred into Minnesota. Both lefties, you know, that's one thing they do have in common. They both shoot it really well, comes off their hands well. You know, I think it's a group that would battle being hurt for a while. Now they're starting to get some continuity and obviously rotating three or four freshmen into the lineup as well, transfer point guards. So it's a group that you can tell in flashes that they, when they get some synergy and are on the same page, they do a lot of good things. But it starts with those two guys, with Battle and Garcia, two really talented players.
You mentioned those freshmen. Four of them are playing, you know, a lot of minutes. I don't know, in a perfect world, maybe they're not playing as many, whatever the case. But there seems to be, part of the book is, from what I understand, they've ramped up the athleticism. These are guys who are really going to be good players for them.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're really impressed with Pharrell Payne. You know, just the size of him as a freshman to come in and be, you know, 6'9", 250 plus. And he plays like it, too. You know, some guys are big but don't play like it. He does. And Braden Carrington shoots the ball pretty well. You know, guys that we have seen in that area, both from the Minneapolis area. So two guys that have come in and done a good job as a freshman.
And then the transfer, Cooper, he could score it. Terrific distributor, though. And that veteran presence out
there? You can definitely tell the veteran presence. I mean, he knows where people are on the floor. The ball moves. He gets the ball to the right guy at the right time. The numbers show that. Obviously, you have 80-some assists and, I don't know, what, 20-some turnovers. The ratio is really, really good. He's playing like an experienced veteran point guard, and he shot the three well because he's taken really good shots. When he has had the three, he hasn't taken bad ones, and that's why he's shooting over 50%.
It's a cliche topic here, but you know, even some of your guys have talked about it. When you get back in a conference play, you guys treat every game the same in the approach and the preparation, but they don't need the fire and brimstone thing here. They know conference play and what it's all about.
Yeah, I mean, they see all the games just like we talked about, the Purdue, Rutgers, and, you know, you go Maryland, Michigan, Penn State, Iowa. We can go through it on and on and on, and there'll be one, you know, Nebraska and Michigan State are going on right now where Nebraska's making a run on them. So they understand. That's why they're in this league. That's why they chose to come here night in and night out. You better lace them tight, and hopefully we have them laced tight tonight.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Our Fetch Rewards pregame show will continue. A look around the Big Ten coming up, presented by Exact Sciences. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Cover in Wisconsin.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Time now to check out the Big Ten Report presented by Exact Sciences. Quite the entertaining college basketball game last night at Mackey Arena, where Rutgers did it again. Knocked off the top-ranked Purdue Boilermakers. They did it last year. That was at the Rack to do it last night in West Lafayette, 65-64. I guess a big-time playmaking, big-time toughness, and a little scoring surge from Paul Mulcahy last night late.
Yeah, he went on a 10-point run. It was obviously more impressive to beat Purdue in Mackey than winning on your home floor. And yet you're playing without Geo Baker and Ron Harper, and you still found a way to do it. I mentioned to you before we went on the air that Paul Mulcahy and Caleb McConnell are dogs. I mean, they are ballers. They are as tough as anybody you'll find in college basketball, let alone the Big Ten.
Yeah, Mulcahy, in addition to the 16 points, he had 8 rebounds, 6 assists. McConnell was guilty of a violation moving, yet being a stationary position on an inbounds pass outside of a made bucket. He moved. He gave Purdue one final shot with 4/10 of a second, and thinking, oh no, they're going to lose in a fluky way, kind of like they lost at Ohio State a few weeks ago. But Rutgers was able to win it.
That was Steve Peichel's 300th career victory. How memorable for Peichel, who's done an unbelievable job with the Rutgers program. He's said to a number of people, this is the best defensive team. Yeah. And that's amazing when you think how well they played on that end of the floor since he got there.
It was this time last year the Badgers went into Mackey Arena and knocked off the Boilermakers, one of many memorable wins for Wisconsin. Real quick here, Michigan State is ready to close out Nebraska. We know the Huskers are a different team. They're a dangerous team. Michigan State was on its game tonight, leading 74-52.
There's just more urgency right now with Izzo's team. He understands that the law of averages will catch up with certain teams. He's got better personnel than maybe the record reflects. I think that's a team that's going to have to be reckoned with in March.
Yeah, I absolutely agree wholeheartedly. That's our quick check of the Big Ten presented by Exact Sciences. When we continue, we'll look at our Nissan keys to tonight's game, the Badgers and the Gophers. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Put a little love in your heart. It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Did you know that your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is part of a large Midwest-based company of over 300 stores and over 650 certified service centers, serving customers in 5 states and hundreds of cities, from Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette? Yes, when it comes to quality service, name-brand products, product availability, and nice low prices, we've got you covered. That's at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And thank you for shopping locally. Service is the difference. We get it.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Silver lining means you are backed by a policy and a company that is going to do everything they can to get you back whole to like you were before.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
But there's a promise there. You know, that word means we're going to answer our promise in the policy and get you back up and running if you're a business, or, you know, if you're home, we're going to get your home put back together as if nothing had happened.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Back at the Kohl Center, time now for tonight's Nissan Keys to the Game. Mike, as we were talking with Greg Gard, the familiar names for Badger fans are Dawson Garcia, the former Marquette Golden Eagle, the former North Carolina Tar Heel, but he's back in his home state and averaging 14 again. A game of Jamison Battle, who's one of the better players in the league, who doesn't get talked about a whole lot. We'll see how the Badgers try to contain those guys.
Yeah, it's really a lethal 1-2 punch, and Ben Johnson's asking even more out of his two top scorers just because they have to help carry a very young roster where you have four freshmen factoring into the rotation and playing between 17 and 25 minutes. Jamison Battle got off to a slow start, missed the first four games, kind of rehabbing from a foot injury, but he's capable of some big nights. He had 39 against Maryland in a game last year.
Yep, honorable mention all Big Ten a season ago. Those are your Nissan keys to the game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Time now for the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Isaac Lindsay, the sophomore guard out of Mineral Points, will be unavailable tonight. Upper body injury keeps him sidelined, listed as day-to-day here moving forward. The Badgers' next game will be Saturday afternoon in Champaign against the Illinois Fighting Illini. Otherwise, everyone good to go here this evening for Wisconsin. Now for the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for Minnesota, Ben Johnson in year two coaching his alma mater, and his starting five made up of the following: Joshua Ola-Joseph, 6'7", freshman out of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, 7 points, 2.5 rebounds a game. Dawson Garcia, 6'11", sophomore, averaging better than 14 points, about 5.5 rebounds per contest. And Jamison Battle, 6'7", junior, Robbinsdale, Minnesota, 13 points, 3.5 rebounds a game. We mentioned honorable mention all-conference last year when he averaged 17.5 per, along with better than 6 rebounds a game, and had two pretty productive games against the Badgers. Did Battle, 14 points and 10 boards here, 17 points in Wisconsin's one-point win at the Barn last February. Backcourt combination, Taurus Samuels, 6'1", fifth-year senior out of Oceanside, California, a transfer from Dartmouth. Samuels scoring a couple of points per game. And Talon Cooper, transfer out of Morehead State, 6'4", junior from Roebuck, South Carolina, 10 points, better than 4 rebounds, and nearly 7 assists per contest. And those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This truly is a rivalry. The all-time series leans to Wisconsin, 105-104. The Badgers have been on quite a run here the last two decades plus, though, dating back to 1999. Wisconsin has beaten Minnesota 33 of the last 42 meetings. It was a sweep last year. Both were down-to-the-wire games, a six-point win at the Kohl Center, and that one-point squeaker up at Minnesota late in the regular season. The Badgers and the Gophers tonight here in Madison. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurts with real flavorful fruits. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond. We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education